Well, good morning. Would you stand with us as we sing together now? We're going to sing, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. And worship the name of Jesus. This next song we're going to sing together continues to do that as we just sing about the name of Jesus. Let's do that together. There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. be seated.
We live in a Christian nation. That's what some people say. Maybe that's why they often ask, why do we need missionaries here?
There are places in North America where there are very few churches.
People are very open to conversation, but 9 times out of 10, they have not heard of Jesus.
There is no pastors, there is no people can share the gospel with them.
There's lives that can be made whole with the gospel.
And we're watching God change people's hearts and change people's lives.
But I wish people knew how many more laborers we need in the mission field, because it's more than we can handle.
Church planting is hard. We just got to work together. We can do more together than we can do apart.
We need all the help that we can get, and that's what Annie does. It allows for more laborers to come here.
The Annie Armstrong Easter offering unites us all, big and little, young and old, black and white. We all give because we know that when we do, our communities will look more like this. And we all give because we know there's a name and a face on the other side of that gift.
This offering, this gift that we're giving to and that everyone else is giving to, it does have a face. It's my face. This is the body. This is the body of Christ. That's what Annie Armstrong means to me.
We'll be watching some of these videos in preparation for Easter coming up, when we'll receive our Annie Armstrong Easter offering. And as the video explained, that offering will go to serve missionaries that are here and that we're supporting here in North America. A lot of that's church planting. And when you think about the idea that there are so many places that not everywhere is Rock Spring, Georgia, where they're in a stone's throw of each other. And that's important that churches, you know, Bud and Zandra Tubbs have talked about the lack of churches and the lack of solid churches in Washington where they are. And so that's important that we give for that. But also, if you think about the fact that the world is coming here, and a lot of those church plants, you noticed, you know, that there's Spanish on one of those screens in that video. World is coming here. And so the idea is to be able to provide churches for people where they're speaking a different language, or people of different ethnicities or people groups. All those things are important. So pray about what the Lord would have you give. There is should have been a guide in the bulletin this week about the week of prayer this week. And I know that our ladies will get together this week. Our WMU is going to get together and be praying for those missionaries. But that little booklet will tell you a little bit about how you can pray for the missionaries. Now, they were in this video, but we're going to see their stories in detail throughout the next couple of weeks as we watch those videos getting in preparation for that. If you want to give already to that, we're going to receive that formally on Easter, but if you want to give already, there's little envelopes at places near all of our giving boxes. There's some of those envelopes. That way we'll know that it's going for Annie. And if you have, if you give online, if you give through Generosity, there's a drop-down tab there. Instead of doing general fund, just look on that drop-down tab, and Annie Armstrong is one of the things that's on the drop-down menu there. And I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to inviting some people to be with us for Easter. I'm going to get these guys, if you will, to go ahead and pass out. I've got something for you to hand out this week. Got some little half sheets that are about our senior adult revival next Monday, week from tomorrow. We're going to be doing that during the day. And we kind of bill that as a senior adult revival, but the idea is that hopefully anybody that's free during the day is able to come. I mean, we're not, as I told people last week, and some people got offended when I said you don't have to be 55 to come. You know, they said that was a little too young, but if you get the senior citizen discount somewhere, that's what I was going with. I did not mean to offend anyone at all. But if you would like to come, we would love to have you here. And also, take this and hand this to somebody that you know that could use it. Most of us probably have a neighbor or a friend or someone that we know that is older, and that maybe a lot of people that I know that fall into this senior adult age range, some of them are just really lonely. And it would be a really great opportunity for them to come, interact with people, get lunch every day. And so if you know somebody that would be a help to, and that you think that they would enjoy that, invite them to be here. And I'll tell you, we're inviting people with the hope of seeing, we want to see senior citizens come to Christ. I would like to see senior citizens saved and baptized senior citizens over the next few weeks as a result of our revival. So if you know someone that would that you would like to invite, let them know about that. We've got three preachers that are coming from right here in our local area to be able to come and share on those days. And hopefully we're going to have some senior adult groups from some other churches in our association in Catoosa. And so we'll invite some people to be with us. We have our 100 on the screen because we are inviting 100 people. We're celebrating 100 years of ministry this year. And as a result of doing that, we're inviting 100 people. We want to invite 100 people, have Jesus conversations with 100 people in 2022. And so that little sheet that I've given you, that little half sheet that I've given you, is just an easy way to get in that conversation. It's just an easy way to invite and to have to be able to do that. And maybe you were invited this morning by someone to Center Grove. Maybe they love you and wanted you to be here today as their guest. And if that's the case, we're glad that you're here. I would ask you that in the pew in front of you, if you're a first-time guest with us, there's a little card there, just a little connection card, so that we can see how we might serve you and get better acquainted with you. And so if you would take time to fill that out and then put that in one of our offering boxes, there's one at the back door there, that way we'll know a little bit about you. We do have one guest today that I'm going to embarrass and point out, but Doris is here, and we have prayed for Skip and for their family. She brought a card, and I want to read it to you, okay? She said, "Thank you all so much for the food and the calls and the visits to the funeral home, but most of all for your prayers and your love for Brittany and our family. Please continue to pray for us." Give her some love today if you see her on the way out, because their family needs that. And so we're glad that you're with us today. We love you guys. We love you very much. I just want to say, before we go any further, let's say a word of prayer and let's thank the Lord that we're able to be in His house today and serve Him, and pray that the Holy Spirit would just speak to our hearts from His Word, and that we would clearly know what He wants from us today, right? Kevin Evans, would you lead us in a word of prayer and just open us up?
Always an honor to get to sing for the Lord and to give a witness to what He's done for each and every one of us. Pray for me. The mind.